Three men are in a Guatemalan prison for stealing an 8th century artifact from the ruins of an ancient Mayan game court. The thieves threatened to kill anyone who talked about it. Their trial was Guatemala's first criminal prosecution under its national heritage laws. Those laws were passed to protect the country's cultural treasures. Archaeologists and prosecutors hope the verdict and the prison sentences for the three men will help discourage looting of the country's many Mayan sites. David Darcy reports.
Conquén is in the lowlands of northern Guatemala. Its name in Quechí, the local Mayan language, means place of snakes, and there are plenty of them. This isolated spot on the Pasión River is the site of a city that flourished just before the year 800, at a time when other Mayan kingdoms were declining. Arthur Demarest of Vanderbilt University says Conquén survived thanks to a web of patronage handed out by its ruler, Taxchanac.
This guy controlled all the jade. The kings here for 600 years controlled the jade, the quetzal feathers, the pyrite, fool's gold for making mirrors. Anything going from the highlands or coast to the lowlands had to come here. It's one of the richest sites I've ever seen.
Demarest and Guatemalan archaeologists have been excavating Conquén for 6 years. They've found vast amounts of jade, stone carvings, tombs, and stone courts in which rulers like Taxchanac played ritual ball games. Each court typically has three markers praising the local ruler, says Federico Fassin. He's an epigrapher, a specialist who reads glyphs or ancient symbols. He describes one of those symbols and what it says about the power of ruler Taxchanac.
We have the name of the ruler that was one of the ball players. We have the name of two other people who are people who are playing with him, not against him, but with him.
This particular marker was not excavated, but uncovered by Hurricane Iris in 2001, when a tree fell and exposed it. The marker was carried away by thieves. Trenches that crisscrossed the site were dug by earlier looters who never reached the objects that archaeologists Karen Pereira and Mike Flanagan are now finding.
No siguieron, como que no eran muy buenos, no conocían que podía haber algo más adentro.
As Karen was saying, a lot of looting at Conquén is pretty bad looting. It's like they got lazy or something. What they do is they'll go in and, like she said, they'll get to the first phase of the building, but they won't break through it. The last ruler here, the ruler after Taxchanac, actually was filling in a lot of these buildings in the palace to eventually build on top of them himself to make his mark as a king. And that's kind of a defense against looting for us, because what they'll do is they'll bust into these rooms that are already filled in, these massive quantities of rock, and they'll get tired.
Looting of Mayan sites throughout Guatemala has increased since 1996, when a treaty ended the country's long civil war. The thieves who took the ball court marker were part of a local gang that rustled cattle and sold drugs with impunity, says Vanderbilt University's Arthur Demarest.
Basically, it's like the Wild West, and you've got a bad gang, and there is no justice. There is no army now to appeal to. There are no guerrillas to go talk to. We had to go to federal authorities and get some good undercover agents, and we had to do the raids ourselves. Me and my topographer had to go in ourselves and conduct the searches.
At first, the Maya around Conquén would not talk, a problem archaeologists trying to preserve sites around the world face. But then rival criminals who wanted the marker nearly beat a woman to death they suspected of knowing who had it. Even by the violent standards of rural Guatemala, where everyone is armed years after the Civil War, that was too much. Local Maya who worked at the site went to Demarest and identified the men who stole the monument and potential buyers to whom the thieves showed photographs of the marker. Demarest made hundreds of copies of the pictures. Word spread that anyone holding the marker or buying it would go to jail.
What had happened is they couldn't sell it at the border. The buyers, the potential buyers, said, there's this crazy gringo and these SIC agents who are chasing this thing around. You know, you don't want to fool with it. Take it back and bury it somewhere and come back in a couple of years. Really nice monument, but we're not interested.
The object was found buried in a small town. The thieves were arrested and brought to trial. The court in the dusty town of Santa Elena heard 14 straight hours of testimony, about half of it in Quechí, since the defendants who had tried to sell the altar in Spanish claimed they only understood the Mayan language. After being fingered by a dozen witnesses, the defendants counted that Demarest was the real smuggler, but the judges didn't believe them. They sentenced two of them to almost 3 years in prison. One got more time because he threatened to burn Conquén to the ground and kill anyone there. While the verdicts are on appeal, bail for the three has been revoked for fear of reprisals. The guilty verdicts and the sentences that resulted from the Maya's testimony show that local communities are as opposed to the smuggling of an ancient object as archaeologists are, says epigrapher Federico Fossen.
Particularly when it's sold out to collectors who keep them in their vaults or in their living rooms, that part of the history of the country, not only of the site, but of the country, is lost forever.
Comunidades indígenas y está apoyándonos mucho ya.
Archaeologist Arthur Demarest, speaking Spanish that's translated into Quechua, welcomes Mayan visitors to Conquén. He says that while attitudes in Guatemala are changing, the biggest problem is still demand for illegally exported antiquities from collectors in the United States and Europe.
These people up there are proud because they've got some monument that they personally don't even necessarily understand. And out of its context, it would not have allowed us to make all these other discoveries and put all the pieces together and figure out the history. That's the archaeological objection, but that's nothing compared to the human cost. You might as well be proud to put a big block of cocaine on your table and brag to people, look what I bought. You know, it cost the lives of 5 or 6 Indians, but you know, what does that matter? Look how much money I have. I was able to buy this. I think it's a disgrace.
The ball court marker stolen from Conquén is now in a museum in Guatemala City. The effort to recover objects from the same site is broadening. Archaeologists are investigating reports that Spanish museums hold stone carvings that bear the glyphs of Conquén. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy.